Hi, all. This is the Coordinating Committee of the Pacifica National Board. The date is November 30th. And I'll just take a really quick run. I'm Wendy Schrell, KPFT Houston. I'm chairing this committee. We have a quorum present. I'll go ahead and take the roll. Efia Wangaza.
Present.
And Wendy Schrell is here. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Joe Wanzala.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
And Jamie Ross is, I just talked to him a little while ago, he's going to join the call as soon as he can. I've invited, since tonight we're going to be talking about the in-person meeting of the PNB that's going to take place in Washington, D.C. in January, I invited Grigsby Hubbard, who's the GM there, to join the call. Grigsby Hubbard.
Yes.
Here. Yay, the system is working. All right, so I've also invited Arlene Engelhart, the new executive director, to join the call, and I didn't get a response as yet, so we'll see if she'll be able to make it anyway. So I don't have any minutes to approve. So the agenda that I had figured we would talk about is just the upcoming PNB meeting in D.C., and then the election of affiliates directors that the bylaws say take place in December, and we've noticed it for December, I believe it's the 15th. No.
22nd.
It's what date?
Seems like it's the 22nd.
Okay, I'm going to look it up while we're talking. So just so we don't waste a whole lot of Grigsby's time, I'd like to go ahead and start talking about the PNB meeting in January. The bylaws say it's in January. The bylaws also say that the different assemblies of delegates at the different stations get together in, first of all, they get together in December to elect their officers, who's going to be the LSB chair and secretary and treasurer, and then they get together as assembly of delegates in January to vote on their PNB directors, which doesn't leave a whole lot of time from the time they're elect, or, you know, for all the stations to do this and then get reasonable flights to come to a meeting in January. So we're here to pick a date that the PNB will approve, and I'm sure they'll follow our advice. So I invited Grigsby just to, because the host station is, you know, they have to do things for the PNB. And so anyway, Grigsby, what have you guys talked about? Hi, LaVarne. At your station, what do you guys think about when to have this meeting in January?
Well, as I indicated, there's something of a consensus that it should be the last weekend in the month. But we're prepared to deal with any date that suits this body. So, I mean, a bunch of people have been working on, working on some of the logistics for both lodging and meeting spaces. And so there's several that have been developed, and there seems not to be a problem other than, you know, the sooner we determine a date, the better it is all around. So.
Right. So the last weekend in January is the 29th, 30th, and 31st. Is that
right? Right.
Well, that sounds, if you ask me, that sounds like a really good time because, like I said, you know, we have to get all these stations to elect their people, and then we got to worry about getting reasonably priced flight.
Well,
so
that is the compelling logic of giving you the most time and still be in January.
Yeah. So what does anybody else think?
Sounds like a winner.
Yeah. I say we just pick that. We'll just pick that date and tell the PN, you know, ask the PNB to approve it.
Okay.
I don't have my computer, but
so so I'm glad LaVarne's here too. Grigsby, what do you need from us in order to start Flint trying to find a place and stuff. I mean, now we have a date. The PNB will approve that date. I don't see any opposition to that.
Well, just the specific requirements as to, you know, numbers of people for lodging and the kinds of requirements for meeting spaces. I mean, you know, we have some point of reference in that, you know, places you've met before.
Yeah.
We've developed some other options as well, but those are still available. I mean, the Historical Society certainly is one we work with a lot, but we've got a few others. But we need to know, you know, what numbers we're projecting.
Okay, well, that's pretty easy. I mean, I can help with that. And, well, I don't even know if you guys need me, because you've got, you know, LaVarne's here, Grace is here, and you've got John, who will be able to tell you all the technical requirements.
Mm-hmm.
LaVarne, do you, can you, I know you probably have your plate full. I mean, I could tell him what we did at the Houston meeting, I guess.
I think what happens, can I just enter in a little bit
Yeah,
here?
Please.
I think it winds up between 20 and 25 people, because four directors, obviously, from D.C., you're not going to need lodging.
Right.
The full complement of PNB directors is 22. Then there's the CFO, the ED, technical staff. So that brings it up from 18 to, it's probably between 24 and 25, something like that, people.
But also what we've been doing, Grigsby, for the last several times is trying to get people to share rooms. But then there is, well, it will be different people this time, I guess, but there has been a certain number of people that always want their own room. And we'll try to provide you with that information. I'll try and get the ones that know they're coming back to hurry up and tell us if they're going to need their own private room. Maybe it's closer to 20 because of that factor, 21.
All right. Okay.
And then, you know, Grigsby, I don't think you've been the manager since we've met there, so, you know, what we normally do is try to have a visit to the radio station for the directors.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a little party there or not. I mean, we've done it several different ways at D.C. One time they took us out to the Smithsonian. Now, we're not going to be spending Pacifica money on stuff like that, but there's cool things. I don't know. You can either plan something for them or not, but we hope to have the directors come visit the radio station.
Sure.
And Arlene just joined the call.
Oh, good. Hi.
Hi.
Arlene.
Hello.
Hello.
Arlene, we just decided that hopefully we can get your input on this too. But it seemed like to make the most sense to have the national board meeting. It's going to be in January, which is when where all the new directors are seated, and that will be where we can introduce you and everything. It seemed to make the most sense. It has to be in January per the bylaws, and so
mm-hmm.
we were thinking it made the most sense to have it the last weekend in January, to give the stations more time to get their people elected to the national board and get reasonably priced plane tickets. Do you have any problem with January 29th, 30th, and 31st?
No, I don't.
Perfect. Okay, good. I don't know if you've met Grigsby yet, but one of your managers is on the phone, Grigsby from PFW.
Hello, Arlene.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Arlene.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, we're so glad you could be here. Okay, well, does anybody else have any comments on how this should proceed?
There's still time to weigh in with special requests or suggestions, but I think we've got a good handle on what we need to do. Looking forward to seeing everybody.
So, Grigsby, this is Jamie Ross.
Hi.
So you guys know what happened. PFW has the historical memory of what happened last time, right?
What happened?
as far as you know, you were talking, we met at the Historical Society and we stayed out at the...
Oh, yeah, I've captured all of the history, and I work closely with them, but that's just one option among several.
Yeah, that, I mean, that seemed to work fine as far as...
Staying at the college was great. I you know, except now they're in session, I guess.
That's seasonal, yeah. That's the challenge there. Yeah.
Well, what if you guys, you might have other options. But then, anyway, yeah, it sounds like you have a good handle on it. So.
Well, we'll have to get down to specific cases as to what's suitable accommodation. So, but we'll do that. The technical people know how rough it can get to be actually in my house. So, John?
I don't even want to touch that.
I was just throwing that out. It's Otis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing that you might want to just keep in mind that when we meet in a different place than where we live, I'm saying we, like it's going to be me.
Yeah.
It's not going to be me. I'm very excited about that,
no.
too.
Okay.
But, that you know, it becomes a lot more difficult to get everybody, you know, the herding cats comes to mind.
Yeah.
Whoever did the food last time in D.C. did a great job.
She's pushing for that job again. That's Gloria.
Well, I thought it was nice. You know, we had tasty food that looked like it wasn't expensive right there. You know?
We have lots of contributed food. We have incredible food because we have people who are very devoted to the station.
Good.
To do that sort of thing. So that's a resource.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
thanks.
The station looks better.
Good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That always helps everybody's morale, you know, to change things around, clean it up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, morale's pretty good. I was indicating earlier that this is a busy evening. We've got a town hall with all the local politicians on about local business in the station, live broadcast, as we're at a restaurant with Amy Goodman with the overflow.
You're talking about tonight?
All of this is going on right now as we speak, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's really good.
Yeah.
Also, for those who don't know, Check D's program begins at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This is the second program.
Is LeVar talking to us?
Do you mind?
Okay. LeVar.
Okay.
All right. Well, Grigsby, I guess if that's it, I guess you could get back to all your pressing.
Well, thank you. It's nice being with you.
Thank you.
I'll sign off.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you much.
Grigsby, I need to talk to you later sometime, so I'll give you a call.
Please do. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Uh-huh.
All right, good night.
Good night.
So, hi, LeVar. Tell us about your new show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to get Check D has a program on the AI. It began last Monday. This is the second show. The name of it is .. and you don't stop. Exclamation point, all in caps. So it was like really, I mean, it was really special. So last Monday I was trying to do a finance committee meeting, trying to check on what was going on with the introduction, the inaugural program of Check D. So I was like on the call, but I heard a lot of it. I have copies of it. Anyone want a copy? Or you can just download it from BAI. But it's really, really good. I had people who said, oh, I don't really like rap and anything like that. But they said by the second hour, they were like, this is good stuff. So
when's it on?
It's on 9 till 11 Eastern time. So it's coming on now. It's on now.
Okay. All right, well, that's interesting. Is there anything else that since we have our IED and our CFO on the phone, is there anything you guys want to report?
From coordinating, with we got a little boost and we'll re-energize our goal to get the budget in. So we have commitments, we have dates, and we have, I think everyone is on board to make this work. That's one of the reasons I'll have to talk to, I'll be talking with Grigsby. So that's really good. So people who report to me, staff has said they can get it done by Friday, and by Monday we can have a broad discussion and be ready for the Finance Committee meeting on Tuesday. So everything worked out really well. It was kind of going kind of differently, but then it just, everything clicked. So I'm excited about that. The thing with BAI, we're still working in terms of, I had the business manager from Houston, from PPFT, come up and really helped to the close on last month, and there are issues that kind of like the way things have been worked for a long time. It's like the assessment report that was done when we all went up in April, and those things are kind of systemic. So we're going to have to look at, you know, means to really get this, you know, to get my closes done on a timely basis, to have, you know, like assurance and the credibility of other actions and addressing issues. So that's still, you know, been worked on there at BAI. And, again, we really appreciate Marquisha coming up. She pointed out some of the problems that we had looked at back in April, that Lois Withers, when she worked for me briefly about 2 weeks, she had written up a number of the issues. And a lot of the problems in terms of process and in the finance area, they still need to be addressed. So that's kind of where we are with BAI. Of course, very successful fundraising. You know, the staff is just really dynamite in terms of working that. You know, new programs, Robert Light's program, Earth Watch, also started last Wednesday. So I think everyone is really, really, like Grigsby says, you know, that it's really upbeat. It's really good. We just have to make sure that the administrative part is also clicking.
Yeah.
So that's kind of it.
Wendy, this is Jamie.
Yeah.
Do we need to work on the affiliate director procedure on this call?
Yes.
Okay.
That's just the next thing. I just suddenly got excited because we had all these managers on the phone. So I just wanted to make, you know, since tomorrow is December 1st, it will be Arlene's birthday. I hope that you guys have some meetings planned with each other, I guess, maybe, or will in the
I will
next...
be setting some up very soon, I'll put it that way.
Great. Okay, all right, so affiliates directors election, I see that Grace put it on the agenda for next Sunday. Arlene, there's a PNB meeting next Sunday. I hope you can make it.
That one, I may not be because I'm leaving Monday.
Oh, okay.
There, and I'm in the midst. I realize what the priorities should be, but I have two farewell parties that day plus packing, so I'm probably not going to make that one.
Okay, well, we certainly understand.
I apologize, but...
All right, so let's see. I wanted to look and see what was the date that I noticed the affiliates director's election for.
I think it was the 22nd, wasn't it?
No, it's the 20th, December 20th.
Oh, I'm looking at
it. It's a Sunday at 8 p.m. So I just looked at the bylaws, and it has this convoluted sentence, you know, after being noticed for 30 days, the PNB will meet in December to, so anyway, that was the closest date that was within 4 weeks. So on the 20th, we'll have this election for PNB direct affiliates directors, but we noticed that they would have a, we're going to interview them all this Sunday. So how should that go? When I reminded Grace that it needed to be on the agenda, I see she gave it an hour. We have 5 candidates, and I'd just like to hear your thoughts on how this should work. Do you have a thought, Jamie?
How the election should work?
No, well, we're going to do interviews to have it all done in, have five interviews done in 1 hour seems a little, I was thinking they should at least have 15 minutes each.
Yeah, that 1 hour, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Basically, in an hour, they're going to be able to say, hi, my name is.
Yeah.
I think your intuition is correct. But, well, yeah, I guess everybody has the same amount of time. The problem is, I mean, the thing is, we know two of the candidates, perhaps three, but, well, I guess that's just the way it is. So everybody gets the same amount of time. So how much time were you thinking?
Well, that's an interesting point, actually. Do our incumbent directors need the same amount of time with the group that they've been working with all year?
Well, you'd think it might, well, if they wanted to, I mean, I'm not saying they would. I think probably they would, if we asked them, they might want to say, yeah, I don't need all that time.
Well, if he is on the call.
Well, I'm inclined to say no.
Yeah.
Because folk who are, yeah, because folk already know us.
We're the same ones who will be voting, so.
Right, exactly. So my inclination would be to say no, that wouldn't be necessary. But at the same time, the folk who are going to be doing the voting, I think, are in a better position to say what they think they'll need from us, even though they've worked with us for the past 12 months. I don't know. I'm not sure that I would have anything new to say. So I don't feel that I, as a candidate, would necessarily need the same amount of time as a new candidate.
Right. Okay.
Whether or not my colleagues feel that they've learned more about David and myself and therefore want to make more probing questions isn't a question that I can't answer. You all are in a better position to answer that than am I.
Yeah, that's. It seems like, you know, we would have to offer the same amount of time for every person. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair. But, I mean, people may want to say, I mean, we kind of need to get some consensus out of the board that, well, we probably don't need to use our time for David and Afia. I mean, board members could actually ask you questions off.
Yeah, we can ask them an email.
I mean, we should just sort of, I think maybe the thing to do, Wendy, is to suggest that to board members. But if it seems like, you know, fundamentally, for fairness sake, there needs to be an offer of the same amount of time. And then people have to do kind of do the, you know, the decide not to take it, both the interviewee and, as Afia points out, the interviewers.
Okay, regular meeting, you know. It's there's going to be other business conducted at it, but I do believe that this is going to be first. So, Grace, are you there? What are you thinking?
What I think is that we have a ton of closed session items to go over.
We can barely hear you.
Okay, sorry, hold on.
We have a ton of closed session items to go over, as well as the open session item. And unless we have two meetings, one on Sunday and one on Monday, or one shortly after the one on Sunday, our schedule's really tight. We have some important legal matters to go over, and it's just a lot to get done.
Well, that's a really good point. So let me just remind everybody that this is the PNB Coordinating Committee, and we coordinated things between meetings, so this is a perfect place to talk about this. On Monday the 7th, that's the day Arlene is in transit, I believe.
Yes.
And Sunday the 6th, she has a pretty full plate, but this closed session stuff you're talking about, Grace, maybe we don't do it that day if our new ED can't be here for either one of those days, or maybe it's so important that we see if maybe she can spare an hour for us. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, we're on an open call, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't want me to explain?
No, I don't. We'll just be talking about this in email, I guess, is what we'll do.
I think it would be adequate to ask John to record it and then to make that recording accessible.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I could make it a point to listen to it, and I could give you a call before then, Grace, if there's anything that you don't want to make me aware of before the meeting, in case I had any input or whatever.
Sure, that makes sense. And, absolutely.
So I'll do that in whatever's a good time for you, but sometime in the next few days.
Yeah, just call, I mean, if you can call me or email me and I'll call you. I've been meeting, we need to have some conversations, obviously.
There are a lot of things we need to talk about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was kind of waiting until tomorrow so that it was official, and then we didn't have to worry about what was closed and what was open. And
yeah,
whatever.
That's a good point.
So I've been sitting in on all the meetings that I've been able to, but I've tried to avoid actually getting into it until tomorrow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or how about 12:01 tonight?
There you go. Well, I hope we're not still at it then. I'll put it that way.
No. This is going to be quick. Okay, all right. So I just wanted to bring that up. Go ahead.
For Grace, do you think are the agenda items that we can get through this in one call on Sunday? We haven't had very much luck getting through our agendas.
I think there's like a 1% chance of that.
Do you think we'll need another, like... I mean, do you think we'll need a second meeting anyway, the same week?
I think we'll need a second meeting. I mean, it depends on what we plan to accomplish and what we can let fall by the wayside.
Well, it seems like the director's elections are important. I don't remember what else is on the open agenda, Frank. I just sort of ask you a judgment call whether you think... Because if we're going to need a second meeting... Then worrying about whether the affiliate director interviews are an hour or an hour 15 minutes is kind of less important. But if we're going to try to squeeze everything into one 3 or 3 and something hour meeting, then it's more important to keep those interviews as short as possible. That's what I was wondering about.
Well, the thing
how much time do you think? Yeah, I don't know what to think. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I can go over some of the things that need to be dealt with in the open session. One is updates on the recall elections. That's important. And, of course, the director's interviews, affiliate director's interviews. And then there's also if we want to approve any budgets. We have a backlog of budget approvals. And any other financial information, those are about the most important things on the open meeting agenda. Then the closed meeting agenda, you just have to look at it and make your own adjudication.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe. So, Wendy, you're wondering whether we should invite all these directors onto the call. Here's an idea, Wendy. Why don't we invite the new directors, the new affiliate, they're not directors, the candidates who are not on the board, on the call Sunday. And even if everything goes horribly awry, at least we'll get those three interviews done. And we can get the other two interviews done, in a day or two or the next week or something. They'll know they're supposed to be on the call.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty of the silly thing I found in the bylaws that says, even though we all knew it was happening, that it has to be noticed 30 days in advance. and then I pick the 6th to start talking to the people. We still have until the 20th, technically. But I mean, I would hope that... I would really like to give the time to the new directors, but I think you're right, that we offer it to everybody, and if they don't want to take it, they don't have to. Sure, I mean, that. So still, how are we going to do these interviews? I mean, I think they, you know, there's going to be people that are going to want to ask them questions and get to know them. I think that I'm going to ask now. See, I was waiting for tonight's meeting to be over until I laid out the procedure to these affiliate candidates. But, I mean, maybe we should ask them to submit some kind of a statement to us now in email so we can at least find out a little bit about them. You know what? I haven't read. I'm so embarrassed. I haven't read their materials yet. Is that what that is? They already tell us why they want to be directors, don't they?
Would it be kosher to ask them if they would be open to email questioning?
No.
In order to save time on our...
I'd like to be able to ask people questions.
You mean in public or by email? I mean on the phone or by email?
I guess I'd like to hear from each of the candidates a little bit of their involvement and about the stations and their experience in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And... I'd like to get a feel for them that I don't get when it's people answering email questions.
Right. Well, I was thinking you wouldn't limit it to email questioning, but we could, you know, the thing, well, what happens on the calls, you know, whenever there's a limited amount of time, then it gets interesting and everybody wants to talk and ask another question. And, you know, it's easy to overrun that. And, you know, 15 minutes is like a really little time for an interview. I mean, it's kind
of... For a director of the foundation, yeah, I'd say.
But if people had a chance to communicate with the candidates by email, especially the ones whom we don't know very well, that may, you know, alleviate some of the demand for the time on the conference call, which is sort of limited, you know, give people a better chance to understand who they're voting for, and they wouldn't feel they had to ask their question right there. But not every person had to ask every director a question,
right.
Every candidate a question. I don't know. It wouldn't be to replace the phone interview, but it could, you know, help protect our time a little bit. That's all. I don't know if that's kosher, but it might be something to look into.
Where's Joe? Are you there, Joe? Do you have any comments? So I'd just like to come off this call with what I'm going to tell them. So,
is there any sense of having a prepared list of questions? We're going to ask you these questions?
Well, it's not like a job interview. I don't think we have to ask them all the same question or anything. I mean, I think the way it's done before, we just kind of put them on and they talk, and the questions come from there.
Right. I was just thinking if we had like prepared questions, you could make sure they answered good questions instead of, you know, it's possible somebody takes 5 minutes of their time asking something. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's a dumb idea.
Jamie, shame on you.
Well, I'm not saying that would be, and I'm not speaking of anyone on this call of course not,
yeah.
Or anyone on the board.
Did I hear Arlene wanted to make a comment?
I was just going to say, a suggestion that I might make is if you could at least get, you know, some bio information and something of why they're interested out by email to the board members in advance, that would cut down that real basic stuff that they wouldn't have to ask questions on.
Yeah. I really need to apologize because as soon as I started talking about that, I went, oh, yeah, did you even read what they sent? You know, I think we asked them for a resume and,
we asked them that. I mean, it's the standard stuff that you start off with. So we have a letter of or a statement of interest, and I'm sure in all of them we indicate what our history has been and what our vision is to some limited degree. Now, folk may want to have it fleshed out in one aspect or another, but generally, that is already requested.
Well, I think what I'm going to be doing is I'll send all that stuff out again. I'll read it myself. I will try and really whip the people into studying this stuff ahead of time. Everybody's a little tired by now, Arlene. And we're...
I can imagine.
Anyway, so, God, what a moron I am to not even have read that before this meeting. I'm really sorry, guys. All right, but anyway, so I was just thinking, though, that we would have... Maybe it can be 20 minutes per person then. So they can't listen to each other? Yeah, they can, because it's an open meeting. This is in an open meeting of the PMB, right?
Yep.
Maybe we should have them draw lots somehow to figure out who goes first, because if the public can listen, they can all listen to each other's interviews, and so there should be some way to pick who goes first and second and third. Is there any way to do that? Was it by email?
What, flipping a coin by email? There probably is a virtual coin flip webpage somewhere. A bit of software.
I bet there is, too.
An applet.
Huh.
Maybe you should just decide. or you could pick the names from a hat. And it could be videotaped and put on YouTube.
Yeah, I have my kids do that.
And you could be blindfolded while you do it.
I think that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Okay. I'm going to have my kids pick the three names out of the hat.
Sounds good.
And I'll just tell them what time they go. And we'll do this at the beginning of the meeting so they don't have to wait around through all of our other stuff.
Right.
And can we allow 20 minutes each then for the three people that are new?
Sounds
and we'll worry about the other two for the next meeting if they want to talk. Does that sound
all
right?
That would be okay with me. You know, you have to make sure it's okay with Sophia and David, and as Sophia says, with the rest of PNB, people might want to ask them. You know, I don't know. That's fine with me, though.
Is Joe still here? Is that okay with you, Effie?
Yeah, that's fine with me. I can't speak for David, though.
I know.
Yeah, sorry, I'm still here. That's fine
okay.
with me, yeah. Sorry,
okay.
I was just
muted. All right. Are you good, Bonnie?
Yeah.
I guess you would have said so. Okay. All right. Then I'll just me and Raymond will do that in a little while here, and we'll pick the names and tell them what time they're going to go. So anyway, this is all going to happen next Sunday. The meeting is at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Is there going to be a whip up at the beginning of the meeting about the DC directors?
About what?
about whether Luzette and Billy Ray are directors or not. I mean, that'll take a good half an hour.
Yeah, was that on the Yelton session agenda? Hello?
Where are we? I don't know what's going on with that. Anything new?
Let me see which agenda I put it on. I'm so confused.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, we decided, I don't remember either. It moved around from one session to the other, didn't it?
Let me get that agenda. You know, sometimes I think that there was a request to put that on the closed session agenda. That's the story.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
So I think that's where I put it. Let me check. Checking right now.
Okay, while Grace is doing that, I'd just like to say, you know, I was going to recommend that we vote by email for these affiliates, directors, that we recommend to the PNB that we vote by email. Before we started the meeting, Bonnie said that she really wanted to suggest that we not vote by email on who the directors will be.
How would
I like to get
it.
I'm sorry?
How would it be done otherwise?
Well, here's how we always used to do it. See, the bylaws talk about everything needs to be anonymous, what do they call that?
You have to be able to have a secret vote.
Secret ballot, right, secret ballot. So for the first, 3 years I was on the PNB, we would, every time we had to vote on anything, we would all have to get these double-blind envelopes and you know, write down your stuff on a blank piece of paper, put it inside the other envelope with your contact information on it on the second envelope so that you could tell that you were really eligible to vote, and then they would take them all out, put all these pieces, you know. We made a big deal about secret ballots, and after a while, that was just, so cumbersome that we started, if directors would be asked if they would just waive confidentiality so that we could vote by email because it's just so much more efficient and saves trees and more in line with our philosophy, you know. So, anyway, we have one director who doesn't want to do that. I will tell you that what happened last time was we had a whole group of people write in somebody's name who wasn't even on the ballot, and that person got a lot of number one votes, more than anybody else who was on the ballot, because everybody else was choosing between the actual candidates. So that's something to consider, but I don't know, you know, I just wanted to put it out there that me as the coordinating committee, as someone in the coordinating committee, was going to suggest that we do this ballot, we vote by email. We did that with the executive director, but anyway, I don't know what people think.
Last time, we did it by regular mail, right? It last year.
For affiliates, directors?
Yeah.
And so we sent it to some people in New York who counted the ballots, was that right? We sent it to the secretary of that time, right?
What it is, we pick somebody, the secretary would accept the ballots to their mailing address, and then they would go and open them with some other people from the board. I mean, it just becomes a lot more cumbersome is all I'm saying, and I don't know, we just decided, in fact, I think last time we voted by email, and then we decided to verify it by snail mail or something.
I don't think so.
No? Oh, maybe I made that up. But anyway.
Well, I could do either. I don't really care myself. But I guess
we just put it to the board. I don't know.
There is an advantage to secret ballot if people are somewhat uncomfortable making their choices known. I feel that should be respected, I guess.
You know, you also remember, though, this is what's unusual, is this used to be different. We used to have the board that was going to serve with that term, that board would vote for the affiliates directors. Now we've changed it so they could all be seated at the same time, that the outgoing board votes for the incoming people. So it seems to me anonymity wouldn't be quite that important. And really, you know, we just did it with the ED. We didn't have a problem with whoever was counting the ballots didn't go and tell everybody else how each person voted. It's only one person.
Actually, we did.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
We had an excellent team counting the ballots.
Now, here's another thing. This time it'll be STV instead of IRV, since we're electing, you know, five candidates to two positions. So that makes the counting a little more complicated.
We've got some excellent people around who can...
This is something you might want to consider when you're deciding how we're going to do this.
I mean, we could, you know, we could have them sent to maybe Christine at the Pacifica office.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm sure that, well, I shouldn't volunteer them, but, you know, I'm happy to be one of the people witnessing the counting. I probably Joe would, too. I mean, we're, you know, a number of us live really close to the Pacifica office.
Right.
So it's just a suggestion. I just think that, and I don't know how other people feel. It's really just my feeling that I would like it to be by mail.
Well, I think there's something to be said. Using that same model to go to the recording secretary, and Wendy would be there and could get a third, and Susan would be there.
I don't think we care who it is.
Well,
I know what you mean.
We're using protocol as the standard, are we not?
We've done it every way in the past.
We've done it the other way many more times.
Yeah.
I would prefer that it continue with the secretary.
Okay, well, let's just... Why don't we try and write something up between now and let's decide this at the PNB meeting on the 6th, because this is such a small committee. I don't want to waste our time and
sure.
Voting for it and then recommending that have the other board decide differently. So. How's that?
Do we have other things to discuss tonight?
No.
Did you want to think about scheduling another coordinating committee meeting, because we need to do a couple of them before the January meeting?
Yes. I think... has Monday worked pretty good for this committee? It seems like it. How about December 14th? Right now there's nothing on the calendar for December 14th.
It's okay for me.
Yeah, that works fine.
Yeah.
At 8:30 Eastern, same thing.
Okay, that's going to be my question.
Yeah, that's okay. So, Arlene, I wrote you a little email explaining that.
I got it. It just didn't have a time on it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. And so I dashed home, hoping. I thought, well, I'll try dialing in. And John had just left me a message with all the information.
Oh, good. All right. So. Well, here's the thing. We have this kpftx.org. Otis wrote this little program for a calendar for us to use where we can...
I went to it, and I know how to get there. I made the mistake of only printing out December.
Okay.
So
well, what I wanted to
there.
Explain to you is that now, since we've been using it like that for quite a long time, where we can see the meetings and stuff, and the people, all our meetings are streamed on the Internet, unless
right.
they're in a secret, secret session.
Right, closed session.
Executive
right.
session, right. So... So this now they've advanced it, and Otis wrote another program to have it sends a message to everybody on the committee just from this calendar listing, so it reminds everybody a couple of times before the meeting. So that's really pretty
well, that's
neat
terrific.
Thing that yeah. So anyway, you'll see that this calendar gets ridiculously full.
I'm sure
we have a lot of committees and. Anyway, okay, so the 14th is free, so I'm just going to go ahead and schedule the coordinating committee for that day. Is there anything else? Does anybody want to move to adjourn?
Yep.
How about you, then?
I would like to move to adjourn.
Is there any objection to adjourning? All right. Thanks, y'all.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Carolyn, bye-bye.